Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos of Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Chav Gimel. This is a continuation of the issue of Shutvis, which the Chayyadim discussed before in the Siman Chav Aleph. So we can imagine a scenario where the business is buying and selling merchandise, creating profit, etc. And that's our situation where both members have that responsibility. We would have to create a Shutvis. We'd have to create a arrangement in the Shutvis at the beginning that the Jew has no responsibility to do any type of work on Shabbos, to allow the non-Jew to work on Shabbos, like we discussed before. And then the Jew would work a different day of the week where he has the responsibility and not the non-Jew. Otherwise, if they both share the responsibility equally for all of the days of the week, when the non-Jew is buying and selling, he's buying and selling on Shabbos for the Jew, which is problematic. But let's say a situation where the shutvis is different. The shutvis is that one of them provides the capital and one of them provides the work. So the Jew is providing the capital and the non-Jew is providing the work. So there's no responsibility in the Jew to do any work at all. So that situation, it's not going to be a problem, because even though the non-Jew is working on Shabbos, he's not doing it to address the responsibility of the Jew. The Jew has no responsibility to work at all. It's its own decision to provide the capital for this work purpose. The Jew can give the non-Jew money that the non-Jew will do an asik with that, a business with that, means investing, buying and selling with it. The non-Jew will be buying and selling on Shabbos. They can divide the profits with equally, which means the Jew is benefiting from the work which is done on Shabbos. So the Chayyadim says, why is that? We have to address both the Malacha issue and the Maris Ayin issue. The Jew has no responsibility to do any work at all, as opposed to the contrast where there's a Shutvis, where the Jew has responsibility to do work as well. So the non-Jew's work on Shabbos is taking over the responsibility of the Jews. He's acting as an agent of the Jew, and that's a problem of shlichus, which is a mira la'akum issue. The Jew has no responsibility to do any work at all. He's just providing capital. And when somebody's buying and selling using money, there's nothing which ties it back to the original Jew. There's no maris ayin. We don't see what he's doing and why he's doing it, for who he's doing it. But if the both parties had responsibility to buy and sell, so they're both providing capital, they're both providing work, even if only one is providing capital, but both of them, the commitment to each other was to provide work. So now when the non-Jew is working on Shabbos, buying and selling on Shabbos, he's representing the Jew. So they would have to make an arrangement before the Shutvis, like we said before, that the Jew has no responsibility at all for that day of the week of Shabbos, and vice versa, the non-Jew has no responsibility for one day of the week, a different day. So each one will do that day, not as part of the Shutvis, but as an independent agent. And that's why that is mutter. Simen Chav Dalet, mutter Yisrael litin schar lenokri limkar im kotzos loy schar, bavad shal yermer loy mechar b'Shabbos. Now the scenario, he's not giving money, he's giving merchandise, and the non-Jew is selling the merchandise for the Jew. So here, it's the Jew's merchandise, and the non-Jew is selling it for the Jew. He's representing the Jew in this transaction. So that is arguably a problematic issue. So the answer is, you do a kablonus, you make it that he takes responsibility for the sale, and he gets schar for it, he gets payment for it. And that's what they want to, as long as he's not miyachal malach to the Shabbos, he tells him specifically to sell on Shabbos, which would make it problematic. The Mishnah Berurah points out, if the Yom HaShuk, the day that they used to buy and sell merchandise, was on Shabbos, and basically the only opportunity to sell these items, or the best opportunity to sell these items, is on Shabbos, so it's assumed that the Jew wants a non-Jew to sell it on Shabbos, unless he would say otherwise. So that's going to be the equivalent of miyachal malach on the Shabbos, which would be aser. In Siman Chav Hei, the Chayyadim will address the situation where they own an animal of a shutvis, like we mentioned before, a animal of a Jew cannot work on Shabbos, So that's going to be a problem when the non-Jew is working with the animal, even if the non-Jew is working with the animal for the non-Jew's own purposes, but the Jew can't have his animal doing work on Shabbos. But we will get to tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and meanwhile, have a good day.